Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Derek Tancaria, bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tancaria's Tavern blog. And yes, as you can fucking hear it, I'm still fighting off a cold. It's progressed. You know, I had a sinus infection at the end of last year, and then this year it became a cold that was mostly congestion in my throat. But now it's leaving the throat for the most part and going to my head. So, joy of joys. So, what am I talking about today? Well, a while back I ordered on eBay a collection of the Gord the Rogue books by Gary Gygax. Now, I realize now as I'm looking at my collection of six books, I'm missing the first Gord book. But the first two books were put out by TSR. And they came out back, well, book two came out in 86. So I'm going to guess that book one came out in 85, because book two is February of 86. And, that copy is actually not bad. Now, I find it interesting that this lacks a dedication. Now, all the ones that were published by New Infinity, they have dedications. I'm gonna go over it, because I think that it's insightful, and it's a good look at Gary. But I don't remember actually reading The Artifact of Evil, which is the second book that was put out by TSR. And the first, Rogue book, Gord book, I have somewhere in my collection, but I might have to reorder it. And I'll be honest with you, I would love it if all this was available on Kindle. Because with my aging eyes, the beginning of cataracts, the print in the TSR book is of a size that really makes me want to go blind. And I'm not so much sure the New Infinity books are much better. Now, like I said, there are five books here, and I think I have the complete collection of the New Infinity books. And I'm going to just grab one here, Come Endless Darkness, because they don't really tell you what order these books. Oh, I guess you look in the back here. Sea of Death would be, I guess the next, I guess Sea of Death is the first one that Gary published under his own publisher. That's interesting. So who did he dedicate this to? Sea of Death is dedicated, this book is dedicated to my daughters, Elise, Heidi, and Cindy, because I love them. All three of them have adventured within the realms of O-Earth, and one might possibly read this work too. Which is sweet, and that is certainly well said by Gary. And I'm looking at these books, and I'm like, I really, really should read them. You know? But I haven't. And why haven't I? Because reading old paperbacks, well, it's nice to own them. It's not an easy chore with my eyes these days. But I do like the on a page with all the copyright information, Sea of Death takes place in the locale described in the world of Greyhawk fantasy game setting, which was created by Gary Gygax. Characters, towns, places, and landmarks from that product are used pursuant to license from TSR Incorporated. All characters' names in this book are fictitious. Oh, of course, that's just the whole thing. Any resemblance to people living or dead is coincidental and yada, yada, yada. World of Greyhawk and Dungeons and Dragons are trademarks owned by TSR. The use of these terms in this product has not been approved by TSR Incorporated. So, let's move on. Dance of Demons. Now, this actual copy that I have here, now, Sea of Death is, the binding is a little creased in spots. It's been read thoroughly at least once, maybe twice. Dance of Demons, although it has creasing, light creasing, it's in a much better shape. Don't ask me how much I pay for the shit. Now, this one, he dedicates it to his two older sons. To my son Ernie, who helped me create the first role-playing game, and to my son Luke, who is helping me to design and write still more and better work today, I happily dedicate this culmination of the Gord Saga. As my mother read to me from infancy, and my father told magical tales for his little boy, so too Ernie and Luke from their father. Here's another. Well, and right then and there is your legitimacy for Ernie's creativity. Because Gary called it out right there. Now I'm going to pick out City of Hawks. For some reason, I feel I read this book. Was it a different cover, maybe? I don't know. This one is dedicated. With many thanks and unaccustomed gratitude, I dedicate this novel to my thoughtful editors, Kim Mohan and Pamela O'Neill. They manage a task which is painful to any author in ways which are so subtle. I can only shake my head in admiration. I believe Kim was an editor of Dragon. He was probably like over when Gary was let go. All right. Come Endless Darkness, another well-read copy in the series. This book is especially for Alexander Hugh Hamilton Gygax. Even though he's far too young to read it now, I hope one day he will pick it up and experience the excitement and adventure in its pages, the same way I did with such heroes as Conan and John Carter when I was a boy. And the last book of the series that I have here. Hold on. Donka? Donka! Shut up. The last one, Knight Errant. Dedication. This work is especially for all those who love the fun of fantasy adventure, whether in game form or tall tale. Among the honored band are the players in my game campaign, as well as friends and associates who just might appear in one form or another in these pages. So by reading this, or, you know, and flipping through it and piling these up on my desk right now, I really, like, would love to read this stuff. But at the same time, like, wow, what are the odds of there being, like, an audible version of this? None. What are the odds of there being a Kindle version of this? I'm guessing none. And it's sad, all right? There's been nothing done with the property. And this is property that could easily be sold on Kindle for minimum expense just to get it up there. And it would be eaten up by the older gamers whose eyes are now failing. So it's an opportunity to easily monetize some of Gary's legacy. Of course, I'm going to probably do this episode, and then I'm going to realize that, holy shit, maybe it is up there. No, it isn't. I'm damn well sure it isn't. But that being said, we're going to do this live. We're going to go to Amazon, and I am going to put in Gord the Rogue. And I'm sure that all that's going to come up is Gord the Rogue. And yeah. It's paperbacks or it's hardcovers. That's right. Trollord Games did put out Saga of the Old City back in 2008. I don't know. Again, that might be a format where I'll have a better chance in my eyes reading it, but God only knows. Oh, and I think that's right. I think the first book was by Rose Estes. That's why I didn't get this collection. Okay. Look at this. Look at these fucking prices on this. Mass market paperback, $90.19 for City of Hawks. I'm sure that's, but you can get well-read copies for less. But I'm sure that's somebody who's selling collectible. Like a they. Wow. All right. In any case, folks, yes, the cold is, it's hard to do a podcast when you want to sneeze. So, on that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.